Are you ready to grow from solopreneur to CEO? You're in the right place. I'm your host, Rachel Cook, and I've spent the last decade helping women entrepreneurs start and scale service-based businesses. If you're serious about building a sustainable business, it's time to put the strategy, systems, and support in place to make it happen. Join me each week for candid conversations about stepping into your role as CEO, the hard lessons learned along the way, and practical, profitable strategies to grow a sustainable business without the hustle and burnout. Today, we are shifting gears just a little bit because we can't talk just about productivity without really considering the bigger picture for how your work impacts your life without really thinking about what you're working for. And that's why today I want to talk about creating your painted picture. So as we've been talking about all these different tasks that we have to do in our business, you might be thinking, oh my gosh, idea overload. There's so many things I want to do here. There's so many things I can do. How do I start to get discerning and really figure out the right strategies, the right things that I should be focused on under all of those different categories? Well, let's stop shooting all over ourselves. I know there are so many ways that you can market your business. There's so many ways you can sell your products, programs, and services. There's so many offers you could create. But before we can answer any of it, before we can answer any of those questions, we have to get clarity about where we're going. So why did you become an entrepreneur? Did you become an entrepreneur because you wanted to do more meaningful work? You didn't just want to clock in and clock out. You wanted to do something that meant something to you. Did you become an entrepreneur to live a different lifestyle? Maybe that means having more in your life. Maybe that means having a better home or a nicer car. Maybe that means being able to not ever have to worry about how you're going to pay for college for your kids. Maybe that really just look like having more flexibility and more freedom? Did you become an entrepreneur because you have this message and you just feel so passionate about it that you want to get it out in front of more people? You know that your message could make a real impact in the world. Did you become an entrepreneur because you felt like this was the best way to give back? And you want to have a socially conscious business, something that is designed to allow you to give back, whether it's financially or your time and energy or your resources? Or is it just to create more freedom for yourself? Is it to be able to have the freedom to work when and where and how you want with the type of people that you want, just to be able to call the shots and be your own boss? Whatever the reason, there are no right or wrong reasons. In fact, I would say mine are all of the above. We really have to tap into this as we start thinking about the business we're building. So we have to begin with the end in mind. We have to know where we are going so that we can make the decisions today about what we're doing, who we're serving, what we're offering, how we're marketing and selling those products, programs, and services. We have to really have clarity on where we're going in order to make those decisions. So I'm going to recommend this book. You don't have to get the book. You can just do the exercise from the book that I'll share with you. But in Cameron Harold's Double Double, he says, too many people create goals for the future, but they don't have a vision for what their business will look like at that point. If you want to grow, what will that do to your business? A painted picture allows you to reverse engineer your success. So your painted picture is your vision for your life and your business. It's you really saying, if I could wave a magic wand and everything could look this way, this is how I would want it to truly look. And when you have that clarity, you have more focus and direction. It's a lot easier to make decisions. It's a lot easier to decide the right strategies, the right offers, the right marketing to get you there. It also becomes a filter for ideas. It really helps you to decide what is a yes, what is a no, because now you know exactly what you're aiming for. It connects you back to your why. This is so important. If it can't connect you back to your why and it doesn't include all of the reasons why you are doing the work that you're doing, it's not helping you achieve that why, then we gotta start over and really make sure our painted picture is in alignment with our why. And I truly find that this is essential to creating your inspired action plan. All of the work that we do in the CEO Collective, all of the CEO retreats that I host, if we don't know where you're going, then I can't help very much. I can't really give you the right strategy unless I know where we are trying to get. But if you can tell me where we're going, it's like plugging it into the GPS, we can get you there. So I want you to get the workbook and think 1 year from now, imagine you were following yourself around for 1 day. What would it look like to follow future you around for a day from the time that you wake up until your head hits the pillow later that evening? What would your day look like, this ideal day for you? I want you to think about, what are the things you're doing first thing in the morning? What are you doing for yourself? Are you spending time with your family? Are you taking care of your health? Are you doing any mindfulness practices like journaling? Are you going out for a walk? What does that morning look like for you? What does it look like when you're ready to go to work? What does your work day look like? Who are you interacting with while you are there? As you wrap up work, what does the end of your work day look like? Who are you having dinner with? What are you doing to relax in the evenings? What are you doing just to take care of yourself or to spend time with loved ones? Really think about, what does this ideal, perfect day look like a year from now? Then I want you to extrapolate that out and follow yourself for 1 week. What would that week look like? What are things that you would like to see in your life 1 year from today? Maybe these are things you don't have right now or you haven't prioritized right now. Maybe this is having a weekly date night. Maybe this is having a weekly coffee date with your business bestie. Maybe this is being interviewed on a regular basis. Whatever it is, I really want you to think about, what would an entire week look like a year from now if I could make these upgrades? And upgrades is the key word here for me. I like to use upgrade as the word to focus on, because there might be simple things you need to do in order to get towards your dream life. Simple things like making time for a morning walk doesn't really take much more than a pair of walking shoes. But maybe a year from now, one of the big upgrades you want to make in your life is, or in your business, is you want to have an outside office space. That was a big dream of mine. And here we are in an outside office space. I totally feel like a boss. And I literally had this in my painted picture. And what changes have you made in your business? What changes will you have made in your business from how it is today? Does it mean more clients? Does it mean a new offer, a new product, program, or service? Does it look like having more people on your team supporting you? Does it look like a new brand or a new photo shoot? Whatever is coming up, I want you to go ahead and put it down and think about, what would your ideal business look like, or what is your business growing into over the next year? Now, consider what you want to create. This is my favorite thing. I'm a creative at heart. What do you want to create? Creation could be a product. It could be a podcast. It could be a book. It could be designing a new website or redesigning your home office. What do you want to create? What do you want to give? What do you want to give back to people? I think about things like giving gifts to my clients, or sending my team birthday cards, or being able to donate back at the end of the year to organizations we care about. What do you want to do? What are the things that you're passionate about doing over the next year? Maybe you want to speak for the first time. Maybe you want to be interviewed for the first time. You want to be on TV for the first time. What do you want to have? Is it time to upgrade your website? Is it time to upgrade your computer? It's okay to want things and have new things. Maybe you just want to upgrade your car. What do you want to feel? This is something that guides me so deeply. How do I want to feel about this? I want to feel expansive. I want to feel happy. I want to feel grateful. How do you want to feel a year from now? And what do you want to experience? What do you want to experience? I want to experience deep connection. I want to experience a connection with my community. I want to experience presence with my kids and love with my kids. What does that look like for you? So go ahead and download this workbook, and I will also link up Cameron Harold's book, he gives away the first chapter where he talks about the painted picture. Now he calls it The Vivid Vision, but it's still available for free. So I'll go ahead and link that up so you can dive even deeper into this concept if you would like. And then we can start to reverse engineer it. Can't wait. Share your insights with me over on Facebook, and I will see you in tomorrow's challenge. Promote Yourself to CEO is sponsored by the CEO Collective, a 12-month implementation experience for women entrepreneurs ready for next-level strategy and results without the nonstop hustle. If what I have been sharing with you inside of the Fired Up and Focused Challenge resonates and you're ready to integrate these practical, productive, and profitable strategies into your business, then head over to theceocollective.com/podcast to be the first to hear when we reopen the doors again to new members. The CEO Collective is the only way to work closely with me and my team in 2021. And when you join us, you'll have the structure and support that has helped many of our clients to boost their productivity so they can work less than 30 hours a week while making a full-time take-home income from their business. So head over to join the waitlist at theceocollective.com/podcast. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Promote Yourself to CEO. For full show notes and transcripts, head over to rachelcook.com/show. And if you don't want to miss any future episodes of Promote Yourself to CEO, make sure you are subscribed to the show via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much for listening. I look forward to talking to you again soon.